Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Today, here in studio, we've got Kathy Kellich, Belmont County Treasurer. That Kellich woman is here. You can actually see the show Facebook live stream. There she is waving to the... You're such a pathetic suck up to the voters. You really are. You're just pathetic.
If only that were true.
Yeah, really. Anyway, so what we're talking about here now, the Belmont buzz is the high taxes in Belmont County. And what are we going to do about it? What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. All right, that's enough of that. So tell me about this House Bill 96. This is the one that... supposedly Speaker Matt Huffman is making this as his main bill for property tax relief.
So House Bill 96 is actually an omnibus bill. There's a lot in it, but they also have the property tax relief in there. So, and just to be clear, there's more than 19 bills right now in the legislature for property tax. So it's addressing
19?
Yes. They all address different things. But so House Bill 96. House Bill 96, by the way, you should have probably talked to Ron Ferguson on this because he actually voted on this, right?
Well, I've had him on as a guest by phone.
Okay.
He doesn't want to come in the studio. He takes his kid to school around this time, so he can't do that. But I've actually had him on a number of times on the phone.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So,
by the way, nobody's wanting to talk to you yet. Our Kathy Kellich hotline is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. All the bitching, all the complaining about Belmont County taxes, real estate taxes and all that. Here she is. 740-325-1490. First-time callers are especially welcomed. Don't take that as anything personal. I'm sure people would want to talk with you somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sure.
Go on.
Okay, so House Bill 96. What Speaker Huffman has proposed is to put a limit as to the carryover for schools. 30% carryover, anything over and above that, and then you have to actually look in the Board of... it would actually be up to the Budget Commission. So it would be the Treasurer, Auditor, and the Prosecutor.
That would be you.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
You could cut back on all these school districts with their ridiculous overhead. And one of my listeners told me that the St. Clairsville area school district not only has an overpaid treasurer, but two or three assistant treasurers. I mean, that's insane. So you could be in charge of all of that. That's great. What are the odds that this is going to happen?
Actually, it's a part of that omnibus bill, so it may still make it through. The only problem with, and the downfall with that, so there for every positive, there's a negative, right? So the downfall with that is that you're going to have a yo-yo effect as to your property taxes. So we might find that we're over-collecting one year, but then we have to compensate the next year to make up for it because maybe something came in. Well, because maybe something came up with the school that they need more money.
Like what?
The roof falls in. They have to pay a deductible on their insurance.
All right.
I mean, it could create a yo-yo effect. So where it's good and bad all at the same time.
How often do you have that yo-yo effect, though? I mean, I know it's a great talking point, but in the real world, I don't get the sense. Oh, and you're a treasurer. I mean, you know the numbers. I don't get that sense hardly at all. I think it seems to be pretty steady for most school districts year after year.
I can tell you that, though, we're very supportive in tax relief as far as treasurers and auditors. Both of our associations are supporting most of, a lot of these bills with some limitations because we need them. We need to know how they're going to be implemented.
Right.
That is not one bill. That's not one thing that we're supporting because the 30% is not feasible.
What does that mean? 30% in reserves? 30% of the budget?
Reserves. Yes. Reserves for carryover.
How many millions of dollars is that? 30%. I wish I had 30% of my finances in, reserve like in savings.
Well, then maybe you should talk to a school treasurer as to how you could budget properly.
Maybe I should apply to be a school treasurer.
I don't think so. First of all, you have to know how to add.
Oh, well, there's that. All right. But seriously, that is an insanely large amount of money to have as just, you know, as a slush fund.
But it's not, because I could tell you that
30% of a budget?
I could tell you that when we come up on the first half tax collection,
yeah,
there are schools calling to say, you know, if we're not settled out by a certain date, they're calling to say, can we have an advance? Because we need it for payroll. It's not that much.
How often does that happen?
Every year.
Is it because they're mismanaged?
No. It's just because of the way the funding mechanism is.
What should be the right amount then? 35%?
Depends on your school. There has to be, so you can still do, and I could tell you that statewide, treasurers and auditors both said this we don't believe is going to work. That 30% cap doesn't work. There has to be consideration. Because what if they're paying, what if they're putting money away for a project, a renovation project, something of that nature? There has to be considerations.
All right. So if you don't think this bill is going to work, by the way, Kathy Kellidge, Belmont County Treasurer, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you have a question about your real estate taxes, Belmont County, call now. We have a line open. It's reserved for you. Among these 19 bills, which one do you think is going to help Belmont County citizens reduce their real estate taxes the most?
So, you know, there's a lot of people have seen a couple of the bills, mainly House Bill 89. It was actually
Schmidt. Is that his name? Schmidt.
It's her name.
Oh, her name. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It's her name.
Yeah, okay.
She introduced that bill back in February.
Jean. Yeah.
And it's been sitting at Ways and Means. It's because it's all of 2 pages long. So what this is a...
Isn't that good?
No, you need one that has actually depth and information and implementation. So, okay. So what this bill is, so that your listeners actually know what we're talking about, House Bill 89 is proposing that the tax year 2024, which is what we're paying right now, be reduced to the 2022 rates.
Right. That sounds pretty good.
So you already paid part of your year. We're almost to June, and this still hasn't moved. So even if it went through, how would we do this? We would have to be refunding people monies that we wouldn't have. There's economic impact that we'd have to look at. The bill seeks to relieve the financial pressure on the property owners, but what's the long-term effectiveness on it? How long is it going to go for? Because right now it talks about tax year 2024 going to 2022 rates. What happens when we hit 2025? So where are we going with this? There needs to be more. There's no implementation details. It just says this is what we're going to do. So how would that apply uniformly? And let's just be honest.
Kathy Kellidge, let's be honest.
The local government.
That a whole revenues. Show is about being honest. My God.
Well, if you would do some research, maybe.
What if that involves work?
I know, right?
I prefer AI.
you could trust but verify AI.
Well, I'll do the first part.
But and so going from there, okay, we have this bill that's 2 pages long. You've heard about the constitutional amendment that's going to be
potential. Tell the listeners about that. That's really interesting. That's fascinating, as a matter of fact.
Okay, it's the abolishment of taxes on real property.
Yes! Studio audience loves this. Sit down. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm surprised the other DJs don't come in here and just throw stuff at you.
Actually, they do, not when you're here, though.
Okay. So this is a constitutional amendment that is to eliminate property taxes. Okay, so what do you need to know about it? The certification.
How soon can we get this passed? That's
well,
what I need to
they,
know.
There's things about this. They have to get signatures for the petition, first of all. 44 counties, over 400,000 signatures. I think that they'll get that, honestly.
Is it being circulated in Belmont County?
Not that I'm aware.
Well, don't we have state reps? Ferguson and...
Well, they're not going to circulate that.
Why not?
Because there's generally a group of people that are doing this.
And there's no one in Belmont County? doing
not
this?
Not that I'm aware. I mean, I'm not going to say no. I have no, nobody's approached me to sign it, and nobody has told me. Have you signed
no,
it?
No, that's just it, man. I'm stunned.
Are you registered to vote?
I'm a registered to vote. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, just
I'm
checking. I mean.
Absolutely, I'm registered to vote. So what
so
about.
You've never been in prison that you've lost your right to vote?
I got a full pardon from the governor, and the records have been sealed for 75 years. Let's move on. So who would know in Belmont County about this petition? Because I could take the lead on this thing.
Well, anybody that would have signed it, but I don't know that it's been circulated in Belmont County.
Well, who's the main person in charge of this thing in the state? Is that the attorney general? Who's the big
person? No, the attorney general approved.
Who's the guy pushing this
thing? I have no idea.
Oh, come on, Kathy Kellich.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Could you find out? Don't start with me. Could you find out and let me know? And I will reach out to this person. I'll get this person on the air, and we can get this thing started
so
in Belmont County.
Let's talk about this.
By all means, yes.
So do you know how much in the state of Ohio we collect in property taxes a year?
For each school, for each county?
Total.
Total, no.
$22.6 billion.
My God.
How much do we collect in sales tax?
Don't know.
We only collect $16 billion throughout the entire state.
What's your point?
My point is, where do you want to pay it? $22.6 billion has to come from somewhere.
Reduce expenses, for God's sake. Well, reduce expenses.
Have you not heard everybody complain about the roads?
Well, yeah.
Complain about the schools?
But it's not about the lack of money. It's about the lack of any kind of competence on the part of these people in Belmont County commissioners. I mean, we could go on and on forever about, you know, over the years, how incompetent they were regarding a number of different things, including fixing the roads. And you know this. You know this. You're smiling, but you know this.
I'm smiling because the commissioners have changed. So you're using a blanket statement that the commissioners are all useless. However, they've all changed throughout the years.
All right. So what have they done now to fix the roads?
I'm not a part of that. That's the engineer.
I risk you. No. It's the engineer.
Well, I mean, it's the commissioners with the engineer.
Right. But they have to authorize the money to do that. And they do nothing about that. In the meantime.
So and here's the thing.
Yes.
If you're not funding the school, if you're not funding the roads, if you're not funding the political subdivisions, okay, that means every time you call for the fire department, you have to pay a fee. Every time you call, and I mean, we're not talking about like a little fee, not a $60 call fee. We're talking about hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars because you have to pay for their equipment. To use a road, every road would be a toll road.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The schools, you'd have to pay to send the kids to school. And if you have to pay for these kids to go to school, some parents
can't. We are paying for these kids to go to school. Are you kidding me? We're paying an insane amount of money per student to send these kids to school.
Some people cannot afford to pay what we're talking about per child at school. And they're going to turn out like you, and they're going to be on the radio here.
I'm a high school graduate.
You claim that. I want proof. I really do just want proof.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll...
Oh, yeah? Is that your comeback?
I'm going to go to AI, and I'll get you proof. I'll get you proof from AI. Grok is the best, by the way. Have you tried X-Twitter's Grok?
No.
AI? Oh, it's...
No, I like ChatGPT.
No. This is much better. Seriously, this is much, much better. Grok. And you can download the app.
Okay.
G-R-O-K. It's Elon Musk. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Anyway, so...
Is that where you get your facts?
I get my facts from all over the place. I get them everywhere. I'm a fiend when it comes to doing homework and prepping for the show. I know it doesn't sound like I'm ever prepped for the show.
So what's Glenn Elliott? What's going on with you and Glenn Elliott?
Well, this guy took a cheap shot at me. This guy who walks around with a face diaper took a cheap shot at me. Over something that has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with him, literally nothing to do
with
him.
Okay, what was it?
It was another issue that I just don't want to get into at this point on the air, but he took a cheap shot and he thought he could get away with it. And you know me, you know, I don't let people get away with anything. You're the same way. You fight back because that's just your nature. And that's my nature as well. So I really let him have it.
Right.
And see it on the Facebook Big Willie 1055 page, including a picture of him with his face diaper. And, you know, what a hypocrite this guy. What a hypocrite this guy is. And have you seen Wheeling, by the way, those bio swales, all those gaping holes? Have you taken a good look at this?
When you step off the curb?
Right, and you fall into a ditch or something. That's all Glenn Elliott. That's all Glenn Elliott. I mean, this guy's main claim to fame is that he was a gopher for a former Klansman, Robert Byrd, and he was his gopher. And that's a fact. That's an absolute fact. And then this guy, literally out of nowhere, is like, where the hell did this come from? And I just let him have it. What a gutless, oh my God, don't get me started with this guy.
I think I did just get you started
back
on this guy.
Back to this. I'm going to take a short break. There's some other bill. Why are you fiddling with your phone? I'm talking to you right now.
I'm multitasking. Doing a radio. Yes, I'm multitasking. Don't worry about it. You just keep going.
So, there are some other bills that also seem to make sense, but we haven't finished about the constitutional amendment.
Right.
And apparently you're not in favor of this thing. So we're going to talk about that, but talk about the other bills as well. If you have any questions regarding your real estate taxes, Belmont County, the Kathy Kellish Hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays.